And it's President's Day. The sitting president started the morning off by blasting a former Justice Department official making the media rounds. President Trump tweeted, "Wow, so many lies by now disgraced acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe. He was fired for lying, and now his story gets even more deranged." McCabe is out with a new book that condemns Trump for his attacks on the FBI, includes his fears that the Mueller investigation could vanish in the night, and describes a briefing in which Trump told him that he took the word of Russian President Vladimir Putin over his own intelligence agencies. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions did fire McCabe for what he called a lack of candor in McCabe's answers to questions about information leaked to reporters. McCabe has said that was just a pretext for doing what the president wanted, which was getting rid of him. Well, he sat down for an interview with NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson and Morning Edition host Steve Inskeep. Here he talks about that briefing between Trump and intelligence officials. McCabe says the meeting completely went off the rails from the beginning, and the president changed the subject to North Korea.
Well, he shared his belief that North Korea had not actually launched the missiles they had recently launched before that briefing, didn't believe they had the capacity to do so, and shared that he thought that because he had been told that by Vladimir Putin.
And NPR's Carrie Johnson joins us now. Carrie, that was one of the most shocking things we heard in your interview. Did McCabe have a theory about how the president heard this from Putin? When?
McCabe did not talk in detail about how the president may have had this conversation with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. He also didn't want to go into details about the nature of other communications that Trump and Putin have had or may have had since Trump took office. But McCabe said that example about North Korea is just one of many frustrating situations that he encountered when he was at the FBI about trying to brief the president on intelligence. He said the president did not seem to care about the opinions of his own U.S. intelligence analysts. Rather, he went his own way, sometimes sided with Putin, sometimes just believed something he had read or heard elsewhere.
McCabe also said he feared that the next appointee to lead the FBI after James Comey was fired would try to sweep the Mueller investigation under the rug. So what did he say he did to try to protect it?
McCabe said he opened an investigation of President Trump himself in May 2017, shortly after the president fired McCabe's boss, FBI Director Jim Comey. McCabe says he opened a counterintelligence investigation of the president and also a criminal obstruction of justice investigation to try to find out if the president had some kind of bad intent to thwart the whole Russia probe by getting rid of Jim Comey. And he said by opening those investigations through the formal FBI process, it would be very hard for President Trump to get rid of him, even if McCabe were later fired.
He also spoke to you about Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. This is also very explosive, saying that Rosenstein talked about invoking the 25th Amendment in the days after Trump fired the former FBI Director James Comey. This, of course, would allow Congress to remove the president in the case that he might be incapacitated. Let's listen.
The 25th Amendment was something that Rod brought up with me in front of others in a few of these meetings. I just want to be clear, though, at no time did I ever perceive that there was a legitimate effort underway by Rod or anybody else to remove the president under the 25th Amendment or in any other way.
Now, still, though, this has been explosive. I mean, people like Lindsey Graham are saying they want to open an investigation into this. Rosenstein's denied this, but he hasn't directly contradicted reports that he also offered to wear a wire to collect evidence when he visited the president. What did McCabe say about that?
Yeah, Rosenstein has said that he never authorized anyone to wear a wire, but McCabe told Morning Edition, Steve Inskeep, and myself that that's because the FBI considered the issue from a legal perspective and thought the idea of the deputy attorney general trying to wear a wire to record the president of the United States was off the charts crazy. They never asked for that approval, and that's why it never happened.
Well, as we said, there have been concerns, and here is South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday.
The deputy attorney general was basically trying to do an administrative coup, take the president down through the 25th Amendment process. The deputy attorney general denies it. So I promise your viewers the following, that we will have a hearing about who's telling the truth.
Well, there's going to be a lot of sorting out. McCabe was fired 26 hours before he would have retired, losing his benefits. The FBI inspector general concluded that he misled investigators about contacts with a Wall Street Journal reporter. There's some information leaked. Now a grand jury is looking into that. I know he can't really talk that much about it because, you know, of all the legal aspects of it. But what does McCabe say about that accusation?
We pressed him. We pressed him, Robin, and he basically said he never intended to lie to anybody at the FBI, anybody in the Justice Department Inspector General's office, or the FBI director at the time, Jim Comey. He says he has to be careful because a grand jury and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, D.C. are looking at this matter now, but he maintains he did nothing wrong, and any misstatements he made were part of the chaos the FBI was operating under after the president fired Jim Comey.
Just very briefly, we have a half a minute here, Carrie. What do you think happens here? There have been a lot of explosive books. Does this just go away after this surge in interest? What happens?
Well, I think people are going to continue to talk in Congress and inside the Justice Department and the FBI about why the president is or is not listening to his own intelligence analysts. And I also think there's going to be a new batch of conversations that sprout up when Special Counsel Robert Mueller tells us what he's found.
Yeah. NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson, thank you.
My pleasure.